like an expiration date on bacon or bread, I have one more day in the decade of my 40s. And while I confess the fiction of chronology composed by clocks and calendars, the imposition of time as linear like a ladder, I can't dispel the relentless realization, in a day I will be old. At least much older than I am now, will wake up on Saturday. For the first time, I see weekend as weekend, and notice how almost everyone is young, younger than me. How, unless I am a statistical anomaly, I will not live another 50 years, perhaps another decade or two or three, which today, with the sun chasing shadows in early winter light, during a long run around the curve of York Harbor, will simply not be enough. The light I see everywhere need nothing more than eager licks of the earth. Always greedy for more picnics, even as a teen, I use the resources of high school mathematics to compute the irrefutable conclusion that eating up an annual average of 50 picnics, I would still devour only 3,500 in a typical biblical lifetime, and knew with unassailable certainty, even then, that wouldn't be enough, not nearly enough. Emily Dickinson, I know for sure only too few the mornings be, too scant the nights. And I wonder if Emily savored many picnics. Probably not, since I don't think she went out much. Or was that Emily Bronte? Oh, the waste of getting old. After a lifetime of rehearsing for Jeopardy, priming my cheeks with facts like an erotic squirrel, everything is now jumbled up like jambalaya, and all the facts are so much moldy manna that will not sustain me in the long winter without picnics. I'm writing this poem about growing old and longing for picnics, even though every sensible husband knows I should be helping Lana prepare for the birthday party tomorrow, is a sign I sing to ward off the murky monsters under my bed, including loss and lumbago, congestion and indigestion, headaches and heartaches, violet varicose veins, like a map of violent places I have traveled. Grateful and glad, Anna sent me Walter the Farting Dog to remind me I am still loved.